Random House Audiobooks presents Being Digital by Nicholas Negroponte. Read for you by Penn Jillette.
Being Digital. The best way to appreciate the merits and consequences of being digital is to reflect on the difference between bits and atoms. Most information is delivered to us in the form of atoms, newspapers, magazines, and books. Not long ago, I attended a management retreat for senior executives of PolyGram in Vancouver, British Columbia. The purpose was to give everybody an overview of the year to come, including many samples. These samples were to be shipped to the meeting in the form of audio CDs, video cassettes, and CD-ROMs, physical material in real packages, like the one you're listening to. By misfortune, some was held up in customs. That same day, I had been in my hotel room, shipping bits back and forth over the internet. My bits, unlike PolyGram's atoms, were not caught in customs. The information superhighway is about the global movement of weightless bits at the speed of light. What is a bit, anyhow? A bit has no color, size, or weight, and it can travel at the speed of light. It is the smallest atomic element.